know what? I could just listen to that all day long. Wasn't that great? Let's give it up for them. Thank you so much. Wow. So what I want to tell you is that the last 3 days, from 6 in the morning until 9 at night, we've had a Buddhist group in here chanting, putting love and energy into this space. And so if you're not feeling it, feel the light, feel the love, feel that feeling of all of those wonderful voices just singing this mantra all day long. Basically, I think they were singing, I am light. I felt it. And I could see just the transformation in them day by day. And it's like by yesterday afternoon, they were just floating. It's like, whoa, I'm going to float with you because it was awesome. Which makes this the best day ever. It is the best day ever. I'm just excited. There's so many wonderful things happening in life. And so when we state it, we definitely create it. So creating the best day ever. And once in a while, we have things going on in our life, and it can feel very heavy. Well, today's talk title is called God's Will. And I was thinking about that because I'm using the themes that Centers for Spiritual Living all across the world are using. And it's like, God's will be done. Well, we're not separate from God. God is that spirit in, as, and through each one of us. Yet, there is that humanistic part. Anybody get a little too human sometimes? Sometimes I get a little too human. And then we have to remember, I am light. I am the essence of spirit. And God's will would be that we live our highest and best life. Yet on the humanistic level, sometimes we take ourselves down to a space and we start listening to the monkey mind chatter and the world chatter. Regardless of what's going on out here, I can always go in here and remind myself and remember the spirit is in, as, and through me, and that we are creating our own reality by our thoughts. Does the way we live our life and how we feel about ourselves have an effect on the world? Absolutely, it does, because we're all connected. And I was listening to Greg Braden talk about the holographic universe and how if you take a hologram, like a little bookmark or something that is holographic, that looks like it's just jumping out of the page, and you cut it into all little pieces, every part of it still has the main picture. And that's like us. Every part of us still has the main picture of spirit, regardless of how we tear ourselves apart or cut ourselves into pieces. The essence of who we are is spirit. And what happens to every little part, because it holds the memory of everything, if it shifts, everything in the whole hologram shifts. Every thought, every belief, every idea connected, as we are connected, affects all of us. So the most important thing we can do for the universe is to love ourselves, to be true to ourselves, and to live from that higher level of spirit. Ernest Holmes says this, God's will for us is our deepest, most authentic will. God's nature and God's will are identical and therefore always for our happiness, wholeness, peace, harmony, joy, freedom, self-expression, abundance, serenity, and so forth. Through every subtlety, by every illusion, by the logic of human experience, we are led into a reality, into our dream of separation. There is no separation. There is that higher self, that God self, and then I want to call it, some people call it the reptilian brain, the humanistic thoughts, where we think that we're not worthy, that we're not deserving. Yet the spirit would not have us come in and incarnate into this body presence to just play small, to just not live our dreams, to not love ourselves. So the more we can see the divinity and who we are, the more we can just step into the picture. Now, I was really happy that I got a little bit of this teaching when I was in high school, which was fabulous. Because here's how I was in high school. I had been very, very shy. In high school, I started coming out of my shell. And let me tell you, as I was coming out of my shell, I wanted to be in everyone's business. I wanted to know everything about everyone. And I wanted to be in all the gossip. Oh, Dish, tell me, what's going on? Back in the day, we used to call it that dish. We're dishing up some crap. Tell me, what's going on? And I'd be going around telling people about, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so's got this going on. So-and-so's got that going on. And And I had an experience where a friend of mine happened to be in the other room and she heard everything I said about her. I did not feel so good about myself. So we feel better about ourselves when we're seeing the highest and best in other people. And then I got a glimpse of this teaching. So within, so without. What we see out here, we're embodying in here. So the more I can go to that place of peace, love, harmony, and joy, the more I can experience it myself, and the more I can just love and honor everyone else on their path, the more I can love myself on my path. Because here's what happens. If we're judging other people or we're criticizing what's happening out there in the world, there's a part of us that doesn't really trust ourselves. And the more we step in and we see the divinity in other people, the more we trust ourselves and love ourselves and see the divinity in our own self. This, we are celebrating this year. It's 100 years of Ernest Holmes. Back in 1918, he wrote his first book, Creative Mind. And so every month we have a book of the month. This month it's How to Change Your Life, which is fabulous because I'm teaching Beyond Limits and we're using this book for that. So it's a good little refresher. Ernest Holmes says this in How to Change Your Life. First of all, you must remember that you can think whatever you please. Oh, I can think whatever I want. Isn't that awesome? No one can direct your thought process. They are not under your control. I can think about whatever I want to. Here's the thing. If your thinking processes are really under your personal control, as you will agree they must be, and if thought is acted upon by the creativity of mind, my thought is acted upon by the creativity of mind, spirit, God, to produce results according to my beliefs, then you surely do have the power to become the master of your own affairs and to bring into pass those good conditions you desire. As long as I'm mastering my thoughts to my highest and best. If I'm not mastering my own thoughts to my highest and best and seeing the divinity out here, regardless of what's going on, because it's not reality out here. We are creating reality. So when somebody says face reality, it's like I'm creating reality in my mind. Because your subconscious mind, which is responsible for everything in our life. The conscious mind basically does three things. Our monkey mind, conscious mind, look, listen, learn. Those three things. And under that, we can analyze, criticize, judge. Yet everything goes into our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me because it only knows oneness. It only knows the divinity. And so in the subconscious mind, it's like fertile soil. Whatever I'm planting in there, that's what's growing. The subconscious mind, just like the soil, can't kick out the seed and say, no, don't think that. It's not a good thought. And because we move in the direction of our most dominant thought, I want to make sure my dominant thoughts are positive and good. And because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me, I want to make sure that my thoughts about other people and about the world around me are beautiful and divine. So God's will is us stepping up to the next level, seeing the highest and best not only in each other, but also in ourselves. And sometimes we are just our worst critic. I hear people saying stuff about themselves they wouldn't say about anyone. So handling ourselves with love and care and seeing the divinity in ourselves, knowing that every thought is creative magic. It's a seed that's growing and flourishing. And the subconscious mind responsibility, it beats my heart. It handles all bodily functions. I don't have to tell my heart to beat. It's just doing it. It's happening. I don't have to tell my blood to flow. Subconscious mind has got that. It's the automatic system. And I talked the last couple of weeks about your brain and how it's wired and those thoughts that fire together, wire together. And if I keep having negative thoughts, that's going to wire together and I'm going to have more and more and more and more of that. That's why this whole philosophy, change your thinking, change your life, is so incredibly important. And changing our thinking is not the easiest thing in the world. Anybody else find that? It takes a little bit of work. We have to be conscious. We have to be awake. in order to be mindful of what it is that we're thinking and what seeds am I planting. Because some seeds are not for my highest and best. It's not going to do anybody any good, right? So we want to make sure that our thoughts are amazing and beautiful. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in The Science of Mind, because life, not The Science of Mind, it's How to Change Your Life, because life as love, wisdom, and peace functions through your thinking, there is nothing to hinder its creative action in and through you. God the Father has given all power to you, the child. And when you recognize the expression of godlike qualities, you have always possessed the godlike qualities that have already been there. They're there. It's who we are. It's the nature of who we are. The godlike qualities that you have always possessed, you can use them to creatively make a better life. And those are love, the dreamer, the creativity, love, most importantly, the higher self. The higher self greets people with the namaste. The divinity in me honors and celebrates the divinity in you. I was teaching a class the last couple days, and one of my students was from the high desert, and he said, you know, the greatest line you ever told me was, not my circus, not my monkeys. Right? So sometimes we want to get into a conversation about other people and get stressed about them or about the world and what's going on, but it's like, not my circus, not my monkeys. Or, as my friend Jackie likes to say, not my circus, not my clowns. So I like monkeys and clowns either way, scary clowns. But I was talking to my mom this morning, and she was talking about my brother and his kids and how, you know, could really be parenting differently and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, 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 stop. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Because many times people will enter into a conversation that makes my heart beat, and it's like, oh, what can I do to fix this? I want to fix it. I want to make it better. And yet everyone is in charge of their own thinking. Yay! Everyone's in charge of their own life, and the only thing that I can really do is love them to the next level, love my thoughts to the next level. I don't need to jump in there and try and fix it, tell them that they're doing something wrong, because maybe in their divine way of life, it's perfect for them, it's perfect for their children, it's perfect for life in their world. Yet in my reality, let me live in my little dream world. Anybody else want to join me? Woo! Let's live in our little dream world, the best day ever. And I'm not closing my eyes to things that are going on out there. I want to take it in, but I don't want to take it in emotionally. I want to take it in as a neutral observer. Let me observe this. And as a neutral observer, not getting into the emotional part of it, let me just send love there. And then let me go into the heart and to the quietness of my own mind, knowing that we're all connected. And in this connection, let me send out a ripple of love, peace, healing. I don't need to judge it. Let me just lift it up to the next level. And emotions are a very important thing, because when we get into the emotion of something, that's where it really creates so much energy. I was listening again to Greg Braden, and he was talking about one of the things that in the Western culture that he was studying, they were talking about prayer was really a feeling. And he said, you know, over here, Eastern philosophy, over here in this culture, we tend to think of prayer as words, blah, 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 God is, so am I, let's, you know. Yet it's a feeling. And so if we can take our words, our prayers, our treatment, and feel it. Get to that feeling space that there's only one power, one mind, one infinite intelligence. And if we think about that and we really get the awesomeness of that, you know, it's like it can just blow our mind because it's so incredible. It's like we're magic walking around and we don't even know it. We don't even realize it. Up until now, so we're awakened, and we're realizing it now, and treating ourselves like divine magic. Here we are, divine magic, sending love here, sending love there. And there's a lot of wonderful things that are happening. They've done so many studies about the power of mind. Somebody with multiple personalities, in this personality, they're not allergic to bees. In this personality, they're allergic to bees. Here in the allergic to bees personality, they have a swelling. they have the allergic reaction. In this personality, they don't have it. What is that? It's the power of mind. It's the power of belief. So taking all that it is that we're wanting and looking at those seeds, some of us last week made vision boards, and it was awesome and amazing to put that vision of what it is that you're allowing in your life. And I want to use the word allowing, because the only one that blocks our good is ourself, with our own thoughts. Block, block, block. Because we forget that we're divine magic, amazingness, and that God-like qualities, our higher self, wants us to have and be and do whatever it is that we choose. And if we can know that with every cell in our being, we can step right into the picture. So putting down everything else, going to that space of, I forgive myself, I forgive others. And I love that quote from the Bible, forgive them, they know not what they do. Sometimes I say that if I get into judgment, and I'm like, forgive myself, I'm not knowing what I'm doing in this moment. So let me clean that up and let me become awake and aware. And know that I can put anything else aside and allow the divinity of spirit to flow through me and magnetize to us that which we are choosing in our life. Knowing that each one of us, every thought, every belief, every feeling is a ripple in the universe. So let's send out that love, just like the Buddhist in here giving those wonderful feelings and vibrations of love. It was awesome. So much fun. In the science of mind, we teach that there's a power for good in the universe, and we can use it. We consciously use it when we do science of mind, spiritual mind treatment, and then taking that to the next level and putting it in emotions. And our spiritual mind treatment comes in 5 steps, and I like to remind us of those once in a while that I used to teach the kids. It's like, okay, our 5 steps. First one, we recognize that God is everywhere. Second step, I unify with that, because if God is everywhere, then I'm one with God. Third step, I realize that all things are possible with this power, with this energy, with this Christ consciousness, with this divine essence. Fourth, I give thanks. And then I release it into the universal action of the law. I let it go. And know that it's coming. Just like when I push go on Amazon, I know it's coming, right? Because it's just going to be delivered. So then I get into that quiet expectancy, knowing life is good and good things are happening. And good things are happening for each one of us. And everything is coming to us in the easiest, softest, gentlest way it can, based on all the layers and all the blocks and all the stuff that it has to go through. So we continue to forgive ourselves. We continue to forgive others. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Even if we look at other countries and some of the stuff that we may analyze as craziness out there, forgive them. They know not what they do. So can I just give them a blessing? Send them some love. Do the namaste. The divinity in me celebrates the divinity in you. And if everyone was awakened and realized the divinity that's flowing through them, there wouldn't be any peace. There'd be no reason to fight. Because everyone would know that everything is right here, right where I am. And it'd be like the 250 Buddhist monks in here. Not monks. They were just all different. Buddhists in here celebrating and chanting. And I kept thinking, what a commitment. 3 days of nonstop chanting. 3 days. I mean, they did eat. They were going in shifts. They were offering me some rice. It's like, okay, thank you. So it's like really getting into that space of celebrating, regardless if somebody doesn't think the same way we do, regardless of how someone's acting out. The greatest gift I can give anyone is the power of love. It's like the Ho'oponopono, where the doctor, Hulakilakilakilan, it's a Hawaiian name that I cannot pronounce, but Joe Vitale talks about him, where he was able to cure 30 mentally ill criminals simply by looking at their chart. And to me, he was doing science of mind treatment. He was looking and recognizing the divinity and the oneness. And it's like, okay, if that was me and there's only one, how could I shift that anger, frustration, hurt, whatever it is that made that person act out? How can I shift that into love? And he did the 4 little mantras. Please forgive me. thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Those were the mantras that he just used over and over and over again. And it can be one of those things that can take us to another level if we can't understand what's going on out there. Even just doing some kind of mantra just to remember our own heart and to feel the love within ourselves. I was thinking about the love within ourselves. My brother-in-law just had LASIK surgery, so he, for 30 years, he's wore glasses. Well, maybe more than that. He's older than that, so maybe 40, maybe 50. Anyway, he came to me and he said, I'm going to sue the eye doctor. I'm like, what? I thought it was working. What's going on? He's like, I got rid of my glasses. I looked in the mirror and there's an old man in there. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I can see too clearly now. Yeah, let's see ourselves clearly. Let's see the love and the divinity of who we are. I would say eyes bright and shiny, ready to go. See the love of who you are. So your mission, should you choose to accept it today, is to learn to learn. In fact, I even wrote this down because I thought it was really good. Our mission is to learn how to look at conditions in our world with the eyes of the divine. The eyes of the divine is that higher self. It's part of who we are. And I know when I use my humanistic self, sometimes it's just like, oh, I was just a little too human. I was judging it harshly and not being loving and kind. Yet when I go to the divine higher power, the higher self that's in all of us, I feel so much better. It's like I gave love regardless of anything. I stayed in that space of love. Our mission is to learn how to look at conditions in our world with the eyes of the divine until we believe completely in only the divine truth and see that belief in the truth is the belief of the divine. Ernest Holmes tells us that we must have faith of God, not the faith in God. Not faith in something outside of us, but faith of God. God, spirit, energy, saw the divine in everything, allowed the divine, is the divine in everything. So we can just release anything that doesn't serve us. See things through the eyes of love, the eyes of the divine, and this week totally live the namaste, the divinity in me, honors and celebrates the divinity of you. Now, once in a while when I do that, I'm thinking, the divinity in me honors and celebrates the divinity in you, no matter how weird you are. You know, sometimes we add on that little, you know, regardless of how you're acting out, it's like, okay, let me put that down, not my circus, not my monkeys, let me go back to the divine space because there's only one. And sometimes I might even say that in the mirror, regardless of how weird you are. It's okay, I'm still going to love and accept myself, love and accept everyone, just as they are. And love them to the next level, because the more we love ourselves, the more we love another person, it lifts them to the next level. So this week, living the namaste. Sounds like a good idea? Let's do it! All right, so with that, living the namaste, let's go inside our heart of hearts. And if you choose to, close your eyes. You may. Whatever you choose is your choice. I like to close my eyes to any distractions, going deeply inside that space, inside my heart of hearts, knowing that as we collectively go inside our heart of hearts, recognizing the divinity in who we are, as we are, that oneness, that goodness, that godness, that higher self, that we lift up the vibration of this room, we lift up the vibration of this world, the universe. Because we're all connected. And in this wonderful connection, this wonderful cosmic soup, we just put a splash of love out there into the universe, putting it from our own hearts, loving and accepting ourselves, forgiving ourselves for anything of the past, letting it go, releasing anything that does not serve us, lifting up to our higher thoughts, our highest self, knowing that we are magic incarnated, that we are here to be, do, live, and express this wonderful essence of the I am, individualized, beautiful, eloquent, everyone different, and it's so beautiful and so perfect. as I speak my word and claim for each and every person here, that there is that recognition of the divinity. As you look in the mirror, you see your beautiful eyes shining back at you. You feel the essence of this divine spirit walking around this planet as though it was normal. This is magic. Recognizing the magic of who you are, that magically we heal our minds, our hearts, our souls, that every organ in our body is working at the highest and best, every cell is illuminated at a whole new level, a whole new light, allowing ourselves to shed this old skin and go to the divine spirit of who we are, seeing ourselves in new eyes, with new love, with a new heart, seeing each other from that spirit self, that high self, that illumined self. You are the magic here on earth. Knowing that this week